We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, the winter meetings, and he talked to the media. And he was talking about Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's got one more year left in his deal, and then the 49ers are probably going to pay him. And how much they're going to pay him is already the subject of conversation. Here's Jed York.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like, they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign a check, so my part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like, it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we're paying Jimmy 26 or 27, and you see, like, the market is just, it's changed. And I, like, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is, and you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports, and those guys should be paid a lot of money.
It's interesting, because I read the quote, and then I listened to the quote, and it sounded much different.
No doubt.
He said, it's not like Brock's going to ask for something that's never been asked for. Okay. But he's still throwing the number 40 around, as in 40 million. So you had, first of all, you had a question for me, I believe. And then we can get into the subject.
Question.
He said something about game show music.
Oh, yes. If we could get the game show. You're part of this, too, Evan.
Hey, whoa.
So I got a list right now. Thank you, Stoudy. The highest paid quarterbacks entering 2024, NFL quarterbacks.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? Spadoni, Evan, and Stoudy, they like to get stumped.
Yeah.
Can you guys name the top five without looking at the internet?
Can you guys, or is it? I thought it was just me.
Evan
can run these down.
Evan's way.
So these are the top five quarterbacks
in the NFL right now.
Salary-wise. Yeah.
Let me loose.
Okay. Where would Steiny go?
Pat Mahomes.
Wrong.
He's not a top five?
No, he's like seventh.
He's eighth.
Justin
and he's making
Herbert.
$45 million.
Okay.
Good call. All right. 52.5.
Herbert's 52?
Yeah, he's number two.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were going to say
Burrow.
Number one at 55. Look at Steiny.
Is Russell Wilson still in there?
Dude, no. Yeah, okay. Russell Wilson. My list is five at 49 million.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, so Wilson at 49?
Yep.
Let's go with...
You're missing two.
Let's go Hurts.
Look at you. He's number four at 51 milli. One more.
Let's go with, I'm going to go with,
I didn't think you would get any of these, but I told you, I think you win.
You got an MVP?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't like him.
Dak Prescott.
No, good guess. No.
He'll be there soon.
Go ahead. He wears a bird on his helmet.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, there you go. He's number three of 52.
Okay.
And to round it out, after Mahomes, who's number eight, you got Josh Allen at nine at $43 million.
Deshaun.
And three. Deshaun is a good call, seventh at $46 million. And then you got three guys tied for 10th. making 40, Stafford, Dak, and Daniel Jones. And my point of bringing this up is if Daniel Jones is a $40 million quarterback.
He's not, though.
But
he's not.
But it's what you can get, right?
Right, but if Purdy's agent says, Daniel Jones, stop. That was a mistake. And we're not making that mistake.
Well, what if I say I played in, what if Purdy's, you go to the Super Bowl and lose. Stoney, I just think there's a blank check.
I don't.
And that's because of the Kyle component.
Yes.
You think he can go find another Purdy?
But let's just take some hypotheticals here.
Thanks, Evan.
If Brock Purdy, and I'd love for 49er, because, again, it's not what I think. It's just what I'm interpreting. And maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. That one time back in 2007, I was wrong. That one time. So it's
Dallas and five.
I was going to say it was
Madison. Oh, boy. It was
you know
crow.
What? Wasn't wrong. There's a bigger picture at play there.
Well, it could be bigger picture at play, but.
You were special.
No, I wasn't wrong.
You were wrong.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't wrong.
Yeah, this is just they really won. Hey, they really won six titles. Well, if Guru can say, I wasn't wrong then. I mean, what's the difference?
Oh, boy.
Warriors have won six titles, and I was not wrong about Dallas in five. You guys.
Maybe this year.
Have you ever done anything, ever, either of you guys, for a cause bigger than yourself?
I got married. Have you ever done that? I do it every day for four hours. Come on.
Well, then you should know a little something about taking one for the team so as to stir rating. Do you guys realize?
We don't do that
here. Guys realize that since the Warriors beat Dallas in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago, we have been rolling here at 95.7 the game, most specifically 10-2.
You taking credit for that?
It's part of it. Right. It's part.
All right.
I do not. I think the 49ers, let's just go around the room.
All right.
If the Niners go 12-5 and make it to the, but don't win a Super Bowl, and Brock Purdy and the 49ers year very closely resembles this past year, I don't think the 49ers are giving him $45 million.
Go ahead, Evan.
I just don't think they're going to do that. That's just me.
I think they're going to have to.
Okay.
I think it's a done deal. If you're telling me this year happened again, Steiny, I guess I want to ask you is why? What Dobbs, I know he's the – where do you go and why wouldn't you pay Brock? But if you – before you answer, and you've done this before, and you set it up to where – there's something about Kyle. Right. I don't want to say I don't like. It's the ball coach I don't like, where he's like, you know what? I ain't got to pay that dude all that. I can find Steiny and do that in the same result. Exactly. I think you can do that and it can get you so far. I think Brock Purdy is showing he can play. Why would you say?
I'll tell you why.
We're not paying him.
And here's the first joke in the Jed York quote. When we paid Jimmy Garoppolo, he was the highest pay. Okay, fine.
That was a fact for 2 days.
Thank you. Did he sign a long-term deal? Wow. Jimmy Garoppolo. No, he didn't sign a long-term deal. The reason he didn't sign a long-term deal was because they didn't want him long-term. They didn't want to take that risk to sign him and lock them. Like, if Brock, how about this? I'll do it this way. He may get 40.
Right.
But he's not getting like a 5-year, $225 million deal, I don't think.
Well, how much guaranteed is he? I think they'll try to do
exactly to Brock Purdy what they did to Garoppolo, which is pay him market value, and then maybe it is for, but they'll weasel and they'll try to get him on the back end so he's not guaranteed for as long as I'll just call him. Like, how long? Do you have the years for all those quarterbacks, Evan?
Yes, like by Herbert. The way, well, Jimmy Garoppolo was given a 5-year deal when they paid him.
Five. How many were guaranteed?
What? Like, but the years aren't guaranteed. It's the total money.
Right. But they, I know that. But the 49ers built themselves an out into the Garoppolo cut, just like they did with Cap. Just like they did with Kaepernick.
But he was here 5 years.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo finished his contract.
Yeah, though. That's what I'm saying. He finished that out.
Okay. Then I'm wrong. Like, and then you got to pay him $45 million.
Call, and I'll say this to that.
That's not resetting the market, though. Like, resetting the market is $55 million. That's a huge difference.
And he touched on that, but it sounded different when we heard him say, we heard him voice it. My thing to you, Stani, is the owner, you could call me naive, the owner is on record of saying he expects the guy to ask for the house. Doesn't mean we're going to give it to him. But that sounded like an owner that was hella happy with where he's at with his quarterback. He's already kind of expecting. But the Kyle component to this, to me, has me thinking, do you think Kyle's going to say, hey, you know what, Jed, just slow down. I can get us something else for cheaper and we can do the same. That's where I think Kyle will find out if Kyle's grown. Because if Brock gets you to another Super Bowl, Stoddy, I just don't understand how it's not 50 or resetting the market if he went past that.
Well, because you're not going to be able to keep all your guys.
Right. Well, like, that all these teams have experienced that, though. You know, and none of them have won a Super Bowl. I'm looking here. Nobody except Mahomes, number 8. Other than that, nobody has won a Super Bowl on this list. And Russell Wilson didn't pay for another.
Like, there are no active quarterbacks pretty much other than Mahomes. And who else? Stafford. Like, there are no active quarterbacks who've won a Super Bowl recently.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, Brady's won him. He's gone. Yeah. Mahomes has won him. He's the only one. I'm just... Do you think the 49ers have to factor in what it's going to do to the payroll if they give him $45 or $50 million?
I think that's their job, and I think they're willing to do that.
Okay.
And
so then we can't ask though why they're sniffing around to try to move Ayuk.
Well, let's just take Kansas City for example, and it's a bad example. They lost Tyreek Hill, and they've since won 2 Super Bowls because their quarterback's that damn good.
Right? You think Purdy's?
No. See that?
Would you be willing? Would you? If the 49ers right now say, you know what, we got to pay Purdy $50 million, so Brandon, you got to pound sand.
No, I would.
Like, I don't think they're ready to do that.
And
either.
I think Brandon's going to get his money, and Brock's going to get his.
415, Steiny, you're so off base. If the 49ers go 12-5, Purdy's getting $40 million. Have you already forgotten the state of garbage NFL quarterbacking? You can disagree with me. And that's fine. I am not convinced that Brock Purdy is a quarterback that the 49ers are going to want to pay $45 to $50 million for. Especially if, like, yeah, you know what? And the numbers matter. Yeah, maybe four, but 50?
No, I hear you.
I mean,
I hear you. I feel that.
Can we put the rat on the table?
I wouldn't give him 50.
Are you going to pay him more than you pay Mahomes?
No.
Are you going to pay him more than Lamar Jackson?
That's their decision.
No, I know, but I'm asking you.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Would you pay him more than Lamar Jackson?
Okay, I got a question for you. My answer. Well, If I've gotten a Super Bowl,
then you are.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right. I wouldn't break up that continuity of knowing but this dude don't look like Lamar or Patrick Mahomes, but it works for us.
But you're going to have to give up continuity the minute you sign him to a $50 million deal.
You're right.
Your continuity's shot.
But what are your options then if I'm just saying life without Purdy or if you decided, you know what,
I mean,
this ain't going to work, then you got to start over.
Which they've done 3 times in the Shanahan era with success every time. Listen, I'm not saying Purdy stinks. I'm not saying that at all.
I know you're not.
But what I'm saying is, if you look at the quarterback position under Kyle Shanahan, then there's no way you can say, well, Purdy's definitely going to get the bag. Like, you can't say that after we've watched how Kyle Shanahan coaches and values the quarterback position. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
What if the 49ers go 11-6? They have the exact, let's say they're kind of like last year, but they go 11-6, but they get nipped by Green Bay in the first
round.
Which
almost happened.
Right.
Well, I would say, how does it look? But let's
just say it looks exactly like last year, but Green Bay got you.
Yeah. I'm already telling you.
I don't think they're paying him $50 million.
And I'm telling you, I would not. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I think they're in love. And this guy has already got you to the biggest stage
Jimmy Garoppolo.
And you're doing
also
that
did.
On minimum wage. Well, you're right. But, you know, this, Donnie, I just, again, and you won't let me insert that. You won't let me. I want to just, you know, present this to the jury. The fact, and I know Kyle's not in these cities, that Daniel Jones is a $40 million quarterback, even Dak Prescott,
buddy,
and they haven't even sniffed what.
But that's
the NFC. You know what I mean?
Like, right, but
that's the layup for me if I were the Niners.
Okay, but what about my layup when I'm on your Purdy's agent, right, saying Daniel Jones? Okay, tell me your Purdy's agent.
We want Daniel, Dak. None of these guys have sniffed the Deshaun Watson the championship game or
right.
Super Bowl.
You're
so
right.
We're starting there. And Kyler Murray's getting $46.1 million.
Right. Those are all mistakes that those teams made that has set them back years.
But York didn't sound like he can do it because it ain't time. But did that sound like an owner that was against, I ranked that checks, you know, like Steiny? I'm just saying it's early, but he sounded like if they presented him to make $56 million a year, which would be one more than Burrow. I feel like York is.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Let's see who they draft.
Huh?
Let's see what quarterback they draft.
All right. I think they do take a quarterback.
I mean, I guess the what I'm wondering is 49. Forget Matt Steinmetz. I mean nothing. I'm just an observer. And all I'm saying is I've watched the Niners under Kyle Shanahan. I saw the quarterbacks they had under Shanahan. I saw Garoppolo under Shanahan. Then I saw Shanahan go try to get Trey Lance and then give up on Trey Lance a year and a half later.
What about the Brady?
Then he looked for Brady. Didn't want Brady. Why didn't he want Brady? Because he couldn't have coached Brady, quite frankly. Then what happened? Well, we're not sold on Trey Lance, so let's go get Jimmy Garoppolo back. Get your Jimmy Garoppolo. He's the backup. He went to Jimmy Garoppolo before Brock Purdy. Okay, now he goes to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has two good seasons. The 49ers go to the conference championship and a Super Bowl. All I'm saying is I don't know how you can think paying Purdy's automatic. Like, I just would never kind of say that about a Kyle Shanahan quarterback who's a year away from getting paid.
And you're using Purdy's emergence as some of that fodder as to why you believe that. Like, they went to Brock Purdy by necessity because Jimmy got
hurt.
By accident. No doubt, but they drafted him.
Okay.
But
that's – see, to me, like, I can look at the fact that they went to Brock Purdy out of necessity as kind of a reason that they won't pay him. Because, yeah, if you want to put the rat on the table, I'll put the rat on the table by Atco. Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan thinks that he can quarterback, he can coach quarterbacks at a level.
That's not crazy.
And develop an offense at a level beyond most other coaches. And you know what? By God, I would rather have a guy making $10 million rather than a guy who's making $50 million that I don't think's five times better than the guy making $10 million. You know, it's like, this is a extreme example, but it was like when the Warriors were playing the Jazz. And yeah, the Warriors were loaded. And they had JaVale McGee at starting center, or playing center, and he's making $1 million. And the Jazz had Gobert, and he was making $25 million. Well, I get it. You can't do, but Gobert's not 25 times better than JaVale McGee. So all I'm saying is, if Kyle Shanahan doesn't think, I mean, is Brock Purdy worth as much as Justin Herbert?
No, I would say no. But
all right, what about Mahomes?
I'm going on physicality, DNA. No, hell no. But to this Niner offense, what is he worth? And I think
am I the only one who thinks, when we give Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million, our team is going to change?
There's no doubt.
Okay, I don't necessarily have confidence.
All right.
I don't necessarily.
Kansas City is the only example where,
and they have the greatest quarterback of the game,
and they've
maybe
won
of all
two
time.
Super Bowls without a lot that they used to have.
I'm just saying, where I'm at right now, I am certainly not ready to pay Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million to quarterback a team that might not have Ayuk. It might not have Deebo Samuel. It might have a George Kittle who's, and of course you're going to replace these guys. But again.
But he may not ask. Again, I got to be careful. Guru, it's all about money, right? But are we so sure that his agent is going for the jugular?
Why wouldn't he?
Well.
Like this is, I mean, I think it's a fair question. Well, no, what he's worth.
You talk about where Brock came from. Like, would 40 suffice? Would 30? You know what I mean? Like, we keep thinking this dude's coming in. I need to get past Burrow. Maybe not. Or maybe they go to the Super Bowl, win it, and they're like, dude, we got our next Joe Montana. What do you want? Here's 60.
Okay.
But that's why I think really the regular season is he's playing for his contract. There's two scoreboards this year. Nobody can tell me not to think that way.
That's why this.
And I think it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of your highest paid guys on your team and in the league. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. I'm glad that we have Prague, JL, Kyle. Like they're the ones that will figure out the details of it. And I just have to sign the check. So my part in that's pretty easy.
That's kind of hard too, isn't it?
It's not hard. I mean, it's what the market is, right? Like it's not like Brock is going to ask for something that no one has ever asked for before. You have, I don't know how many players making over $40 million as a quarterback right now. And when we signed Jimmy several years ago, you know, it was the largest deal in the history of the NFL for 3 minutes. But we're paying Jimmy 26 or 27. And you see, like, the market has just, it's changed. And, whether I like it or not, like, that's what the market is. And you have to accept the reality of the world. And to me, the quarterback is the most important position, not just in football, but in all sports. And those guys should be paid a lot of money.
Well, I mean, like, I guess what I'm saying, and I'm not saying I don't want to talk about it, because I do want to talk about it. It's fascinating. But everything he said there is kind of meaningless.
Mm.
I would agree. It's ridiculously premature.
But I think he's in love with Brock Purdy right now at $900K.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If the rules were different, do you think he'd pay Brock Purdy $45 million right now?
I love that, and I believe hell yes. Yeah. That sounded like a man. And then the fact that he said the pride factor of having your quarterback being one of the highest pay, like that, what do I tell you when these press releases come out and it's Russell Wilson's getting $49 million in his heyday or that? There's nothing as an organization better than that, that know that we got our guy. We've identified our Steph Curry. And it sounds like right now it's easy for him to fake it.
Do you think he's Steph Curry?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And that's why this year is big for Brock Purdy. I can't hate on his accomplishments. And I do wonder why that offense was pedestrian in the playoffs and how they could have lost to Green Bay. And he was a part of that, throwing pick sixes, would have, could have, to Savage. Like, that stuff doesn't go away, but he got his team to the Super Bowl. And if Daniel Jones can get $40 million, so I'm throwing Dak in there.
If you're
going
to say that, then I get to say, and Jimmy Garoppolo got the Niners to the Super Bowl.
That he did.
888-957-9570 is the number. You heard Jed York say, look, Brock's not going to ask for anything that any other quarterback didn't ask for. He mentioned he mentioned $40 million or more than $40 million. I just think it's... I think it's just incredibly premature.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.